All right, we were talking about the sweet spot in human existence. We understand somebody wanted to come in and talk to us about this, but I don't see him out there. So why don't we talk about women's NCAA canoeing? And Oh, hey, it's Clarence Murphy,
it's
our maintenance
Clarence
man.
Murphy, your maintenance man. Yeah. I was just down in the boiler room giving the pipes the old once over with the monkey wrench. And why is he imitating me?
I wasn't imitating you.
Yeah, you're copying me. You got echo going or something.
I'm sorry.
And I was giving the pipes the old once over with the monkey wrench. Hey, you did it again. And I heard you guys talking about football and baseball. Well, you're doing it again.
I just get excited when you come in here. I like you, Clarence.
And I figured I'd come up here and talk to you because y'all were talking about that y'all grew up in the sweet spot.
Yes.
Of history.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you what, I disagree with you there, Junior Miller man, because I grew up in the sweet spot, and I'm much older than you. You're just a young feller.
Okay, well,
You were still swimming around in your daddy's beanbag when I was graduating college.
I'm always interested in what an elder has to say.
Well, we didn't have all these modern conveniences that these kids have today and that you had when you was growing up. If we wanted to drink a cool water, we just had to go down to the creek and get a hat full of it.
I didn't think you were that old.
And now kids today, they spend $10 on a bottle of water at the airport. What's going on there? $10 was more than I made in 2 years when I was growing up.
Wow.
And we wanted to go to the bathroom, we just went and squatted in the nearest strawberry patch.
Oh.
Now you people have bathrooms and stuff like that. What is that all about?
Well, we have come a long way.
I think it's better.
You can't have an outhouse indoors. That's just against the Lord or something. And now all these websites and all these kids tweet on InstaFace.
Well, you're a little off, but we get it.
That's contributing to the degradation of society right there.
Yeah.
We worked hard. You guys just get in front of a microphone and talk about, football and baseball.
Yeah, we don't work hard. That's true.
We used to move 2,000 pounds of iron rivets from one side of a warehouse to another just for fun. That's what we did on the weekends.
That was fun?
Yeah. This generation does nothing but kill time. My generation killed Germans.
That's right.
Advantage me.
That's right. You're in the big one.
I grew up in the sweet spot.
Yeah, well.
Kids today, I say they grew up in the soft spot.
Yes.
Soft.
Because all the kids that I know under the age of 20 years of age, none of them shoe their own horses.
None of them?
Not a one of them.
Wow.
Not a one of them.
That's hard to believe.
And you got these houses built on top of one another. You got a neighbor on one side of you and a neighbor on the other side, both of them within whispering distance. And you could take a number two and have one neighbor wipe your ass while the other one holds your dingus. That ain't having space. You got houses built within 100 inches of your siding.
Yeah.
Hey, don't get over there to mess with your siding to get that paint and prime it. You came to. When I grew up, my nearest neighbors were 100 miles down that away and a train ride or two that away.
That may have been the sweet spot. That sounds pretty good.
And you guys, I guarantee you, if y'all want supper, you order in from your Pizza Hut, so you head to the nearest Jack in the Sack or whatever. If we wanted supper, we had to raise a chicken from scratch and wait a few months before he's big enough to go with green beans. That's being hungry.
That is waiting a while there.
And kids today, Giorgio, they got that free porn online 24 hours
that's
a day.
Scary. I know.
And if we wanted porn, we had to hide in the hole of an outhouse and look up during a brown hailstorm.
Oh, my gosh. Goodness.
Clarence. He's growing up in the sweet spot. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
All right, there he goes. There goes Clarence fired up this morning. Man, the nasty way to end that discussion.